A few months ago, high school seniors around the country were waiting nervously to hear from college admissions offices. Now, college admissions officers are waiting nervously to hear back from students. Are they coming, or did they pick another school? Jacob Goldstein and Hannah Jaffe Walt of our Planet Money team report on two Pennsylvania private colleges that compete with each other for students.
Two men have driven from Easton, Pennsylvania to Manhattan for 12 potential students. They are Lafayette College admissions officers. They're wearing solid black suits, Lafayette pins on their lapels. And Greg McDonald tells me they are here with a mission.
To make them feel that Lafayette is in their future and make them think that they'll ruin their lives if they go elsewhere.
Lafayette has admitted about 2,300 students, but they only have room for about 600 students. Now, they don't just want any 600 students. McDonald and his colleague Bob Massa told me they want the right 600.
I wake up in the middle of the night thinking, you know, do I have enough males? Do I have enough females? Do I have enough engineers? Do I have too many engineers? Do I have enough kids from Long Island? Do I have enough kids from Seattle?
Ultimately, our professional success depends on the whims of 17-year-olds and their parents.
Do you want to see the hives on my arm?
Back at the admissions office on the Lafayette campus, the rest of the staff waits every day for the mail. There are fat envelopes. Those are from students who said, yes, I'm coming to Lafayette. And then there are postcards. Those are the rejections from students who decided to go somewhere else. And there's a line on the postcard for students to write in what college they're going to. I talked to Chuck Bachman in Lafayette's admissions office.
Does the football team here have an arch rival?
Lehigh University.
And in the admissions office, do you have an arch rival?
Lehigh University, because most of the students who apply to Lafayette will also apply to Lehigh. Most who visit Lafayette will also visit Lehigh.
To land the best students, Lafayette sends its top people all over the country to meet with students where they live.
Lehigh University does that too.
Lafayette has fancy brochures and videos.
And Lehigh University does too.
And those things help, but it costs a lot of money to go to Lafayette.
And to go to Lehigh.
The sticker price for both schools is now more than $50,000 a year. So when Lafayette or Lehigh really wants to land a student, they have one very powerful tool. They offer the student a deal.
But they don't call it a deal. They call it a merit scholarship. Bob Massa, the guy I met in New York, says the only reason colleges offer merit scholarships is to compete with each other.
Families think that their sons and daughters are awarded a merit scholarship because of the fact that they're wonderfully smart and talented. And in fact, that's part of it. But the bottom line is the primary reason for awarding a non-need-based merit scholarship is to change a student's enrollment decision from another institution to our institution. That's why colleges do it.
My mom opened it. I was in gym class in high school.
This is Michelle Talarida. We met her at the library at Lafayette.
My mom opened the letter and she called me and told me I had gotten the Marquis scholarship. And I was like, oh, and she's like, it's a humongous scholarship. I'm like, well, that's awesome.
Michelle is a catch. She got an A in that gym class. She said it was her lowest grade all year. Every other class, she got an A+. She was her high school valedictorian, high SAT scores. She is charming, ambitious. She's a 21-year-old who just wrote a novel.
It's a young adult novel. It's a mystery. It's called Sasquatch Barbershops. In other ways, my freshman year was hairy.
If you're Bob Massa, you want this kid at your college. Michelle got in almost everywhere she applied. And initially she was leaning towards Villanova, but that Marquis scholarship changed her mind.
I was really excited. It was exciting to see a scholarship of that size coming from this, you know, school that when I went to, I was like, this is ritzy.
The Marquis scholarship Michelle got, it is now $20,000 a year. In other words, $20,000 off the sticker price to get her to come to Lafayette.
Over the years, the Marquis scholarship has been getting bigger and bigger. Lafayette sees other schools raising their merit scholarships, and to compete, Lafayette does the same.
And they give out a lot of these scholarships. It's a pretty good way to land the best students. But weirdly, these merit scholarships are one of the things that keeps pushing up the sticker price of college, that big, full, fair number that you always hear about.
If you hand out discounts to lots of students, you have to make up for it somehow. To a large extent, the people making up for it are the students who pay full price. I'm Jacob Goldstein.
And I'm Hannah Jaffe-Walt, NPR News.